fish, or the way the two of you used to sing, Itsy Bitsy Spider.
When I found out that my father was still alive after all these years and living at Strawberry Fields, I thought he'd gotten just what he deserved. Retroburbs are where the old, scared people go to hide. I'd always pictured the people in them as deranged losers. Visiting some fantasy world like the Disney's or Carlucci's Carthage is one thing. Moving to one is another. Sure, 2038 is messy, but it's a hell of a lot better than 1960-whatever. Now that I'd arrived at 144 Blue Jay Way, I realized the place was worse than I had imagined. Strawberry Fields was pretending to be some long-lost suburb of the late 20th century, except that it had the sterile monotony of cheap VR. It was clean, all right, and neat, but it was everywhere the same. And the scale was wrong. The lots were squeezed together and all the houses had shrunk, like the dreams of their owners. They were about the size of a one-car garage, modular units tarted up at the factory to look like ranches, with old double-hung storm windows and hardened siding of harvest gold, barn red, forest green. Of course, there were no real garages. Faux Mustangs and VW buses cruised the quiet streets. Their car brains were listening for a summons from Barbara Chesley next door at 142, or the Goltzes across the street, who might be headed to Penny Lane's to bowl a few frames, or the hospital to die. There was a beach chair with blue nylon webbing on the front stoop of 144 Blue Jay Way. A brick walk led to it, dividing two patches of carpet moss, green as a dream. There were names and addresses printed in huge light stick letters on all the doors in the neighborhood. No doubt many Strawberry Fielders were easily confused. The owner of this one was Peter Fancy. He had been born Peter Fanelli, but had legally taken his stage name not long after his first success as Prince Hal in Henry IV, Part I. I was a Fancy, too. The name was one of the few things of my father's I had kept. I stopped at the door and let it look me over. "You're Jen," it said. "Yes." I waited in vain for it to open or to say something else. "I'd like to see Mr. Fancy, please." The old man's house had worse manners than he did. "He knows I'm coming," I said. "I sent him several messages." Which he had never answered, but I didn't mention that. "Just a minute," said the door. "She'll be right with you." She? The idea that he might be with another woman now hadn't occurred to me. I'd lost track of my father a long time ago. On purpose. The last time we'd actually visited overnight was when I was 20. Mom gave me a ticket to Port Gemini, where he was doing the Shakespeare in Space program. The orbital was great, but staying with him was like being underwater. I think I must have held my breath for the entire week. After that, there were a few sporadic calls, a couple of awkward dinners, all at his instigation, then 23 years of nothing. I never hated him exactly. When he left, I just decided to show solidarity with Mom and be done with him. If acting was more important than his family, then to hell with Peter Fancy. Mom was horrified when I told her how I felt. She cried and claimed the divorce was as much her fault as his. It was too much for me to handle. I was only 11 years old when they separated. I needed to be on someone's side, and so I had chosen her. She never did stop trying to talk me into finding him again, even though after a while it only made me mad at her. For the first few years, she'd been warning me that I'd developed a warped view of men. But she was a smart woman, my mom, a winner. Sure, she'd had troubles, but she'd founded 3 companies, was a millionaire by 25. I missed her. A lock clicked, and the door opened. Standing in the dim interior was a little girl in a gold and white checked dress. Her dark curly hair was tied in a ribbon. She was wearing white ankle socks and black Mary Jane shoes that were so shiny they had to be plastic. There was a Band-Aid on her left knee. "Hello, Jen. I was hoping you'd really come." Her voice surprised me. It was resonant, impossible.